Kavashkocha Pratis and Kola Loshin. I want to bank the Yevis Tata and Shemayim for all the schusim that he gives me, he gives all of us. Whoever comes to listen is Mekayim Mavakish Emuna. Mavakish Emuna is a big, big, big schus in Shemayim English Shaya. Mavakish Emuna. You have to look for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the biggest chus in the universe. Every time a person opens his mouth and says, the matzav is good, it gets better as he talks. Say it again. It's challah bracha. Every time I have a younger man here, I didn't realize. He had one of the biggest maifsim I've got, bali maifsim. This is the first time in my history that I'm afraid to tell over the maifsim that are happening. Nobody's going to believe it. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it. Oh, the first time I had such a maisa was somebody called me up. Andel, I have to come over. They live in the other part of Lakewood. I must come over with my wife. I must come over. You've heard the story. I must come over. Okay, come over. He comes up with his wife. And he tells his wife, no, tell the story. Erev Shabbos are going to the mountains and it's late and the bumper, there she is, Kamat, a basket case. He's a B'tachem Weekly, you know, he's one of my chevra. And she's like, you know, not so much into it. And he's, now, what happens, so he tells his wife, you're all stressed out, it's bumper to bumper traffic and it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to the mountains. We're not going to get there. We're going to be stuck. Hashem, so he tells his wife, you know, I have an idea. Take the B'tachem Weekly and see what happens. She takes the B'tachem Weekly in her hands and immediately the traffic disappears. So then she puts down the B'tachem Weekly. Traffic comes right back. So then she takes it in her hand again. He says, try again. She tries again on the spot, 2-3 times, back and forth. And finally, a total of 15 minutes, she read it. They get there way before Shabbos. Now, I remember the nusach that she said, Rabbi Mandel, if it would not have happened to me, I would not have believed. I can't believe it. It's crazy. You take it. But the ikavot is, now you know what the talking weekly is. That's the ikka. Talk about Rabbi Sai, but talk, it's a true story. Talking weekly, Rabbi Sai. God, I hold a shear. Go take a shears if you want. Take a rush. These are all good people. I'm not the only one in the world. They're all holy people. All the Matachim. All good. But by me, I got a case history right here. Right, go use it. And enjoy. Take my B'tachem Weekly. And if you give out my B'tachem Weekly, I have stories. Stories of Yeshua's, of terrible matzav in people's lives with health and with mental health. All can turn around. Families, people took my B'tachem Weekly. I'll tell you one ma'aseh. Younger man, sometimes Tom, the Abish descends. This younger man, I'll tell you where it was in Forest Park Shul. He never davens there. And he had a family issue. He still never told me what it was. He has a family issue. And he said his family issue was serious like crazy. So he said, Gantz Tiller, nothing happened. He sat and learned 3 hours, nothing happened. He was ready to go home and accept the matzav. Till suddenly he sees a B'tachem Weekly. He opens up a B'tachem Weekly, he says, exactly that piece that he saw was saying, never give up the last, when things go all terrible, dafka then the Yeshua could come. He was mischazik, he came home, and he had a total turnaround in his matzah. He told this young man, told it to me. I have a lot of such maisim of people. People have now the words that a person says, Bris Crucilis for science, say it's good and watch it become good. As you say, everything's good. Have a mind. that your words are doing things. Words are not pitpute dvarim bialma. Do you know, I want to tell you a story. I heard this from Matur Shab Zeichet Tzadik Mikodesh Tzabrocha. He was known as the Tzadik of Muncie. Matur Shab Tzadik Hidei, after Rabbi Yaakov was nifta, he was, the whole Muncie was after him. He was the man. Matur Shab told this to me. He was such a warm, lovable person. He once came to Lakewood, his shine, his face. He used to have an hour a day, he used to thank Hashem. That's, if I'm not mistaken, his Edelman told me that. An hour a day used to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything that went on in his life. He had a lot of peklos. He had to push. This I did here, Clark. His smile when he walked into Lakewood, the whole base medish, his smile lit up the whole base medish. He had a shmeichel. He looked in the mirror. Rabbi Schwab. Rabbi cries in the room. He was Givaldi. He was from the Grace of Yidden. He was known more. When he went to Kamenitz, the Shmua is, he says, whoever came to Kamenitz came for the Lumbus. Rabbar Bashurim. He says, I did not come for that. Sure, he came for Lumbus too. I came for the Yer Shemayim and the Moon and Betachin. Rabbar Be, you know what he wants to tell me, Rabbi Schwab? It was once in a vod, they got together and they decided we're going to work in Betachin. That we're going to get 10 rubles, something, I don't know, 25 rubles, something like that, whatever. And he said they all had Betachin and he was the only one that actually got it. He told me this himself. We were standing here in Lakewood on 9th of Madison when he told me the story, if I remember correctly. Whatever. Now, I was in his house once. He had trouble with his heart. And his family, not supposed to talk. Doctor's orders, this I remember distinctly. Where I says, he was talking to me after 5 minutes, you know. I was petrified because that's what they were saying. This man has to watch himself. He was already a zaken and he had to watch himself. And I said, I think they shepherded him, the family also. He says, leave me alone. Let's go. Let's talk. That part I remember. He left. Rabbi said, you have to take her health. Chasva Chalila. Don't do that. Ova, it's good to hear the story. Maybe someday. You should know of any peklach, Ova. Not to be relaxed about a situation brings a bracha. Somebody who used to come to this vod, a tidy and gaman, and terrible. He has a lot of physical problems with, and he calls me up a lot. This problem, that problem. I already gave him brachas. Nisim guluyim I have with him. Now, he told me himself years ago he had terrible trouble with his stomach. Couldn't eat this, couldn't eat that. And this sugar he was going. Finally, his mother said, eat an ice cream sandwich. He ate 2 or 3 ice cream sandwiches. And the whole issue of his stomach disappeared. How did that happen? You're not supposed to eat that. Well, you're supposed to eat bananas with white rice until you're going out of your mind. Until you might get healed, but get ready. The insane asylum has a couple of extra beds and you could go to the Batalamish. How do you do such a thing? I had this once. I went out of my mind. This is a Ben Shalom. This cannot be the Mahalach. I can't deal with it. I go with the system. Listen, I started off normal. I started off like everyone else. I start go with the rules. The rules almost killed me. So I decided, listen, Nashkacha is, the rules are not made for you. Or else you're going to go cuckoo. So I started to learn how to defy the rules. The only way I could really do it is if I learned Shaar B'Tochen. You get a hechra madrege, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu treats you differently, and you can get away. Anyway, people have yeshuas because they calm down. Their mind is at ease. Be relaxed. It's more important. Norman Cousins, a Yid, not a from Yid. He is a world famous name in this area. He was diagnosed with 2 serious issues, one with the heart and one a debilitating disease. I don't believe he was worth more than 2 months. He was heading for it's over. So he was a smart man. He's a Yiddel. He says, wait a minute. Every time he spoke to a doctor, the situation got worse. He noticed every time he walked away from a doctor, he felt 10 times worse than before. And the doctor didn't do anything. Just talking to him does the job. When he explains to you, well, we have to be open. We have to let you know the reality. You're mechuyev to know that, you know, in 2 months you'll be... where did you pick your grave? Oh, you're planning to die. Oh, how many people are expected at the funeral? You know, the doctor is very encouraging. You know, you have a doctor like that. Now, not every doctor is like that, but there's too many, unfortunately. They can make or break a person the way a doctor talks. Now, and everything like that, that's why, Rabbi, I will tell you, when people call me up, someone just called me up with a serious, they told me, it's already spread, it's already all over. You know what I say? You're not scaring me. I say Refuah Shleimah. They looked at me like I'm funny. Are you sure? Yes! Refuah Shleimah! Do you know how many times I said that and it worked? There are people sitting here who testify. Do you know? It's the power of words. Bris Kusilus Vasayim. I always say it. First of all, I have a mitzvah of having betochen. I don't care what happens. Of course I care. I want to make it better. Oh, but either way, you got a mitzvah being Isaac and mitzvah Zabitachin, the greatest mitzvah in the world. You're already on the good, and you're not making it worse by telling the guy, well, you have to face reality, and you have to face reality. Reality, there's no hope, and shame. So you're going to be one of those guys who shame. You get schar for every inch of Bitachin that you worked on. By the way, there are different shitas of how to accept things. I'm not getting involved right now. I'm not involved. There are other shittas. I just want to be married or something over here. But anyway, so I go and I say good to Zachin. I always say good and good and good. And how often that. Now, let me tell you this. Rav Matzah Schwab told me this story. It's in print. It's famous. I think there's a sefer, Leva Leo, Rebel Yelapian, a sefer, his, Sichas Musa, and the Akdama to Leva Leo. There's a story over there. I think it's there. Either way, it's in print. The whole world reads it. And I heard it. Aid me, P. Aid. Rav Matzah Schwab was in Eretz Yisrael. He had just come back. He had met the youngest daughter of Rav Itzel Pettenberger, who had been married at least 2 or 3 times. It was from the youngest daughter from the last Shidduch, and she was Alta Baba. And he met her, and he heard the story firsthand. This is what I remember from the story. Here it goes. Two people. The Vilna Gaon, who was this? Who was it? This is not the Vilna Gaon. This is Reb Chaim Berlin, Reb Itzel Pettenberger. Chaim Berlin, Reb Itzel Pettenberger, they were best friends. In the later years, they moved to Yerushalayim together. They decided... whoever's nifta first is going to tell the other one what's going on up there. And the one who was nifta first was Reb Itzel Pettenberger. And he came in a dream to Reb Chaim Berlin a week or two later. The details that I remember was that he told him, it wasn't easy for me to come to you in a dream. You don't play games up there. You don't just come down in a dream, we'll tell you everything. You're not coming down so fast, and you're not getting it. I can't tell you all the things I would want to tell you. I am not allowed to tell you what's going on in the next world. But 2 things I have permission to tell you. One, a Ben Taira in the next world, a yeshiva man, has a total different situation. They treat him like a king up there. Exactly what, I don't know, but it's a big, big schooler, to be a Ben Taira. To be a, now, what should I say for us? Are we all such big Ben Taira? Anybody who's Machshav a Ben Taira? Anybody who tries to be part of Ben Taira tries his best. And by him, Taira is, I'm sure that's worth a lot in Shemayim. Sometimes it's worth more than anything. Anyway, so here goes our base side. That's one. The second thing, he told me, the power of speech is so great in the next world. Every move you make, every word you ever said is recorded as if you did something. It's an oilam ha'maisa. To us, Diva, I said this, I said that, but Bobby, you know, you play the Raheen and play the, he calls him a Garav. Calls him a Rebbe. Tells off his chassidim about, this is ploded in. You know, ploded, pitfute dvarim, you know. He was very, very funny. Heilige, heilige. Alta calls him a Garav. His chassidim are going to lay in. He's a Malach Hashem. He gets shafa musa. And he speaks about how people ploded away. Hey, ploded. You know, pitfute dvarim. People say, you know, they talk. Okay, now, our door, I'm always, you know, I'll say to my closest rabbeim, I always have a PS. Now, our door, watch out. I wonder how much they're going to chepper us the way they did the door before us. Easy. Some people need to blow there. They're depressed. I believe the Chofetz Chaim says it. Some people need to talk. They're depressed. Talk. They need it. Talk. Check it out with your rabbeim before you. But there is for sure a motion in that direction. When and how to use it, I don't know. But so talk. It calms you down, makes you happy. You're gonna start being, or every word you say on this world, you better watch every move because you created a malice and chas v'chalila. What do you want from me? I'm a Harry. You're gonna start with that? Soon I'm gonna be, there'll be room in the mental hospitals because watch every word you said. The Rabbeinu Shalom understands us. He understands us. He's not gonna mun people like us for these things. He will, he won't. I'm not saying anything. I don't have the big enough achrayus. I went to this to Mashkiach Zatzal. Who's bigger, us or them? Who's bigger? He says, nobody knows. Reb Nosson. But it is brought down by the Arizal that we're bigger. So I'm going to go like the Arizal. I need it. I need it to move, to get up in the morning. You know, sometimes you know the answer. You're worried about Gaiva. Okay, don't be about Gaiva. But tomorrow morning, you're going to be sleeping till 11:30. Is when you're getting up and, oh, you miss Krishna. Oh. How come? Well, you want to know the real reason? Who wants to get up? If I'm a zero minus. If I'm going to go with the old Musa Sfarim, who wants to get up? You're a nobody. You're a zero. You know, you're Abraham. Call up points. You can be different. Tater. Machil and I say, Gachli to Summon. You know what that means? If you stop learning for 1 second, you're making a hefsek. They're going to feed you hot coals of the ricin bush, whatever that is. All right? It sounds great. It's very tasty. I mean, it's not hot coals for stopping to learn. So let's hang that out, all the yeshivas, and watch either one of two things. Either all the Yigalite are going to be turn into, you know, problematics, robots. Well, you know, excuse me. Call up poison, but they're very tired. You know how to make fun of Chazal. Hashem Yirachem, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yirachem. I'm saying this only. Heilige Chazal is Kodesh Kodashim. And who knows how many people, and even in this dark, can use it and will know how to use it correctly and steiger learning more because they're not mopsic in the middle of learning not so fast. You can't play games with Chazal, but for some of us, they need to hear a certain, like, you want to be a nutcase? You don't want to go with literal. There are a lot of other Chazals. I asked Reb Chatzka Levenstein. I myself asked him, if I'm in the middle of learning and someone comes over to speak to me, what should I do? He turned around. Reb Chatzka, he was din. Someone's speaking to you? Dosach HaChesed. You have to be mafsik. Rav Chatzkel told this to me. I was looking at him. Is this Taka Rav Chatzkel? You allowed to do that? I was getting all, like, you know, losing my... Well, you need a Rebbe for whatever you do. What I say now for one person be Kurdish Kadash and the other person is not. You got to know you need a Rebbe. But I just want to introduce the Olam to, like, don't be so literal. Watch out. Either be like this, or Chas V'Shalom, you throw your whole business. I can't deal with this. Talmud Torah is, you can't move. I'm thinking I'm not cut out. Now, something tells me it's not for me. Yeah, I'm not from the learners. Now, the guy would have been a learner if they wouldn't have told him that Chazal. If they would have told him, I learned in a yeshiva. That was Baruch Hashem, very understanding. The yeshiva was a big mechanic. They dafka encouraged to be relaxed and schmooze around a little. Mietzicha. One memchaz varm shatar nikness. Mietzicha. You got to schmooze around. So some people are mahader in the Mietzicha. I spoke to a big Adam Gadol. Mietzicha means 10 minutes, he told me. Now, for him, maybe. I don't know, you gotta tell that to every younger man? Oh, it's 10 minutes, right? Stopwatch. Mietzicha, I'll get back to learning. You had that 10 minutes? It's some people you're telling them when you're telling that. You have to know, everybody's different. You can't be mafia the whole Torah either. Shem Yerachem. But you have to have seichel. There are people out there, a lot of them, that need to hear a different agenda. You have to watch out with yourself. Sometimes you got to go extreme. Rav Scheinberg, learning. He was shiduchim, learning. Get a ben Torah, only ben Torah. That's what I heard anyway. Ben Torah. Hey, Rav Nosson, there were different nesois and al chayid. You know. All right, everybody has their own. But I'll tell you something. Rav Scheinberg, with a tater, he says, sit and learn. Remember once on Shavuos, he said how important it is to sit and learn. And this is sweet, delicious shavuos that many bachrim should hear it. Basically, they should all hear it. There's a big sister, Baruch Bass speaks about it. I think in Kedushin, he says, you start off wanting to be a ben Torah and a gadol ben Torah. It says, chus gadol ben Torah. That sheipa. You want to be, okay, now as you get older, Mandel is not here, dafka, to push that agenda. Because I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva in BMG, or a Mashgiach in BMG, or in any other yeshiva that needs to. You got to stag, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not lav dafka dealing with that oilam. I'm dealing with an oilam that may need dafka a little bit different. So I speak to what they have to hear. But I wouldn't want my son, who's learning in yeshiva, to hear some of my stuff. See, what? Don't listen to Zaidi. Zaidi's an amoretz. Zaidi's a balabas. Yeah, keep on. You sit and learn. Look. You know what I bought my son for a bar mitzvah present? I didn't get him a chayvus habavus. I got him a grizal rambam. They learn. Steiger learning. Don't give him to Musa. Okay, Musa. Yeah. Oh, Nevada. Oh. What else is new? Learn, don't bother me. Certain people can't, should not. It's also to hear what Chaim needs, Gettel doesn't need. You gotta know who's who. You need a Rebbe, and you have to need the Abish to the daven hard. So I'm a little bit pushed, a little bit to relax a bissel. And even those who do have to hear, I'm a daven only gonna learn, and they sometimes very, 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 very often, you also need to hear a bissel Mandel, maybe more than a bissel Mandel. You know how many of those kalim types come to me? The biggest mess being, you know how many phone calls I had today? And people always, the guy from the Mirat Sadik, a sweetie, oh, is a learning young Malayla. And he loves learning, no? But, he, I'm not everybody, he needed me. Oh, big time. Whatever. I gave him advice, you gotta be more this, more that. Because he needs it. People are different. Grad, I'll tell you what I told this fellow. You need more Zikir Rab. Give out the talk of weeklies. No niggas. I tell the guys like this. If you don't have some people, give out the talk of weeklies. I'll tell you something. And he's happy to do it. You know why? Because I davened. I'm telling you what davening does. What davening does is that Rabbeinu Shalom, I need people to help me. Where'd Golombok pop up from? 2 weeks later, I need help. Someone got it. I don't have the cases. 2 weeks later, Golombok made his hotline. It's my hotline. You know why my wife likes my flowers? She hates flowers. Until one day I got sponsored. Avish, to make her like the flowers. For Shabbos, got to give her something. Make her like the flowers. I come home. Ooh, they're nice. And I look at her, what happened to you? Oh, I like flowers. Oh, yeah? In fact, I know why you like flowers. Hakamanishtana, this week you like flowers. Because this week Kathy finally got some brains. Da-nebish-da-nebish-da, you want flowers. Take some tatans, you like flowers. That's something. Now you're thinking of help. Go to the boss for everything you need. Go to the Abishta and ask him for every inch. Some people don't get along with their boss. The Manal, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Chabura, not my type. He doesn't. What, you know what, having trouble? Learn from Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, when Potiphar saw him walking into his room, coming to serve him, he saw him whispering. He says, what are you whispering? He says, I'm davening to Rabbeinu Shalom, the one who made the whole world, that I should be nice to Chayim, I should do a good job, and there should be nice to Chayim, the eyes of Potiphar, that you should like me. Yeah, it's Chazal. Something like that. Remember Chazal? Yeah, Yosef. Why was Yosef Matzliach? Wherever he went. Atzlacha, atzlacha, atzlacha. Every move he made. Ebishta here, Ebishta there, Ebishta, Ebishta, Ebishta. You can do the same thing. David Amav, he David Matzliach, Hashem Imoy. Cholder of Maskil, Hashem Imoy. Every move he made. Because every move, Ebishta, can you help? I need you for this. Ebishta, I need you for that. Get the Ebishta on board. Ebishta, help me. I shouldn't be afraid of people so much. I used to be petrified before I started speaking. Well, I have to speak. I'm not such an easygoing guy. I promise you, this is true. I says, Ebishta, make me ice nervous. They're going to see a nervous guy. It's not going to go. From that day on, I'm not nervous. I promise you. That's all it is. I daven. So they think, oh, Mandel's cool. Mandel's not cool. Mandel knows how to daven. You can also be cool. Daven. Well, you get along with your wife? How do you get along? Before you walk into the house, Abish, to help me. That my wife should admit that I'm always right. Let's hope your wife is davening. You know, Yitzchak and Rivka are both davening different corners. So me and my, she might be davening. Oh, Abish, to please help. My husband should admit that I'm right. Anyway, I'm joking. Chas v'chalila. By the way, you want to win? You want to win an argument? Says Reb Gershon. You ever see a tug of war? Let go! You won. The guy flies. Let go! Disconnect! As soon as you say that, the guy goes flying. You won. The guy that's man enough to say I'm wrong, everyone respects him. The one that says, I am wrong. No, you are right. Yes, I do this. Whenever I say that the other guy's right, I do it with a stoltz. I don't just say you're right. I don't do that. You are right. Even I hold like that. I hold, yes, you're saying very good. Ooh. I'll give you 10 rights why I'm wrong and you're right. I'm on your side. So I come out the big shot, even though I lost. You have to lose with grace. You don't just lose. You lose with grace. I want to tell you something, Rabbi Yisrael. I got a phone call. Person's going around. You should know boys. Boys. Every bris crucilus fasayim. Every time you say something positive is chala bracha on your life and the people around you. Every time you say it's good. The Abishta loves it. The Abishta likes you. You're his best friend. Don't you want to get on good with the Abishta? I know I had a murder gemaisa, somebody. I had to turn around with one of their kids. And I said, what'd you do after I gave them all the advice? I forget what I told the guy. And then I asked, what did I talk to say? It worked like such a mipus. How'd you get that one? Well, you told us. Oh, yeah. What did I tell you? So they tell me to say, Abishta, I love you. Thank Hashem all day. And first say, Abishta, I love you. How does the Abishta feel when you say that? He feels good. Chabad, do it every day. I love you to pieces. You're so good. Say it all day and all night. The more you say it, he likes that. How would you feel? Someone, every time, you're a Rebbe, and you're a Rebbe, you're a Rosh Yeshiva, and a Talmud comes over to you every day and says, Rosh Yeshiva, I love you. No? Who's going to get the tip? Who's going to get the extra Who's gonna get to receive his daughter? Who's gonna make it in the world? Who's gonna get all the bonuses? Who's gonna get? He keeps coming to you and telling you, "I love you. You're the Menahel or the Reshiva. I love you." So do it to the Amishter. What? Don't be a Batlin. You want to get up in the world? Say, "Amishter, I love you for making me such a goofball. I could have been even worse." But that's why I believe so much in holding from yourself. So much in holding from yourself. You must hold. You know why? Because you're being thankful to Hashem. When you don't hold from yourself, you're fetching, "Hashem, you messed me up." You know how many people deep down, they're angry at Hashem. "Why did you make me such a yokel? Why did you... All these guys ought to learn better than me. All these guys are smarter, they're better. He has a better... His mishpacha, blah, 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 and I'm Nebuchadnezzar. And this guy has friends, and I'm the..." So you're going to go around all day catching to Hashem? Hashem doesn't like that. You know what he likes? When you go around saying, "Okay, he knows I'll learn better, but I have to work harder. I'm much bigger than him. Thanks, Hashem, for making me the big guy around here." Or whatever it is. "I do Averis. Even though I do Averis, I still try to do tshuva. That's the biggest thing. Hashem, thanks for making me the biggest." How does the Yevishter feel? You could, I'm part of the Torah. There's a case for every person. You have to find your case and sit on it. The more you sit on your case, the more you're going to steig. But he's also good. It's up to you who's good. You decide you're the best in the world, you'll become like that. Rav Aaron Kotler, Mishnah Rav Aaron says, the Madrega of a person is kefi what he holds he is. You know how much power you have by your opinion of the matzah. You're the balabas on your own opinion. You are the author of your condition, the Velt says. You're the author of your condition. Whatever you decide, David wants you to be happy. Now, my latest Mephis, I'm embarrassed to say it all, because nobody's going to believe this one. This one is beyond. Wait till you hear this one. I'm telling you, I should not say it over. If I had any brains, I would never say it over. It's not for the public. What? What am I saying? Listen, in so many words, a couple married 35 years. I did not want to get involved, even though they asked me. They started shooting at each other and saying, "What's wrong?" He says, "Uh-oh. I'm from the positive guys. This is not for me. I just can't deal with it. So just leave me out of this. I give you a bracha." 2 days later, I get a message. There was a turnaround like nobody's business. A total turnaround. And extreme opposite on Haga. Overnight, I gave one bracha. I can't believe that it's still holding. It is. You know, if you make yourself a tam, bris crucial is for sighing. You said it. Start believing in the power of words. Believe in it, and it'll work more and more. Make a campaign of positive talking. Talk only good things. It's a lifetime job. Look, Kalev ben Yefuna said, "G'dayla ha'aretz, tayva ha'aretz, Kalev." And Yeshua said, "The land is very good. My, my." And the Meraglim said, "They all saw the same situation. In the same situation, you can either go this way or that way." And they were zeichet to everything, Kalev and Yeshua. And the Meraglim lost their Olam Haba, Shem Yirachem. But G'dayla Yeshua, all these people should lose their Olam Haba. If all that hard work with Shas, with Beitzkin, with Gainis, with Titkis, with Kabbalah, with Nigla, Nista, and the Rabbali Chesed, the Siyim, they were leaders. People loved them. They were great. They were charismatic. They were Kanakas. 12 Shvatim, the cream of Klai, so you lose the Olam Haba. For one reason, you're kvetching. You blew it. You don't like the country. Goodbye. You speak negative. Oh boy, did you do a churban. It's better to steig and being positive more and more. Just be positive. And the main thing is, I said, now look, I was once my Rebbe Rebbeza. So I told you about my Rebbe Rebbeza that I'm working a lot on building myself up. Now he said, when you build yourself up, that's Yesha Milismach. Now, I didn't want to explain, but those, these days, Einal Milismach. A long time ago, people had a certain, they held from themselves. And nowadays, you have to watch. I had this plenty of times where I spoke to a big Navardiga, and he gave me a sharfa, you know, this is the derech. And then I spoke to his son, who was a big, big Eved Hashem, and he said, easy, 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 not for us. You gotta watch out. It's a different door. Yeah, chaylik adas rabbi chas v'chalila. You're a different door. You can't deal with it. There's a merdik a meiser of shag a feivel. Rav Chanan wanted to give a musash move. Say out of Kabbalah Chavetz Chaim in America. Shag a feivel told him, "Don't you do it." Shag a feivel was knew America better, and if he would have done it, it would have been a chubanayda. They would be daily Yisrael. Of a different generations have different. Every door has its own. Rechon was kedush kedushim, but it was a different door, a different anhugah. Anyway, but Rabbi Chana Basim, what he did for us, he was the one that they quote the Mashgiach. They quote Rabbi Nosson that he said there was a dream something that they were trying to wake up Mashiach, and he's not getting up. Not for the gain, not for the who, no, not for nobody. Just for Americani Yeshiva Bochum, that's Rabbi Chanan. No, am I right? Who?
For the baseball cap.
Baseball cap, there you go. Rabbi Chanan Vasima, we owe him that vault. He came and he understood that us Harrys are the future. Americanas, you know what Americana Harry is. That's, it's supposed to be one of us Harrys. Ashreinu matan holkeinu. Tzayna Harry. The Americana Harry. Baruch Hashem. Okay, now. I noticed. Now, the sense of humor business. Back to the sense of humor business. Do you know that Hisalalti b'mitzrayim is a big tumult what that means. What does Hisalalti mean? Now, Rashi says, I made a joke. And he's not the only one that says that. It's a lot of Abishta made jokes. It's a big tumult. What were the jokes? You see a frog has a natural smile. He's laughing in your face. And he's going to go into your door. You're going to be eating the frog with the soup. And his frog's in the stomach. And he's talking. It was Lebedik. They're springing on top of Parry's nose. It was comical. Well, the 10 Malkus was a very comical, very, very, you know. They got what they deserved. But what's this Indian of being Hisalalti? Now Rashi says, he brings two psukim. He says, by Bilam ben Ba'ur, Bilam together, he had a donkey there. And he told, donkey, you misoilal be. Misalalti, the same lotion is used. You're making a joke out of me. You open your mouth. A donkey, v'yiftach Hashem as pia asayim. And he's making fun. You're mavazami, misalalti. That's one case. It was very, very comical. You ever learned Pasha's Bullock? It's not comical. It's unbelievable. It's fast. It's just funny. Now, Hashem made a fool out of Bilam. What is that all about? It's a lout. Made a joke out of Bilam. And then we got another one. Rashi brings out. This is the time of the Aron Kodesh. Was captured. Yidden went to war against Kimtarain, Zeduplatz. And Kodesh was captured by the Plishtim. And the Aron Kodesh, they went to a Yidden. As soon as the Plishtim saw Aron Kodesh, we lost. We can't. You know, there was a history. They knew the history, how the Aron Kodesh split open the Yarden River. They just stood there. The Levium was standing. By the Yarden River, and it split open because of the Aron Kodesh. And then the Levim, they flew over with the Aron Kodesh. So they said, we're not getting near the Aron Kodesh. So one Plishti tells the other one, let's go. Don't be impressed. Plishtim, be tough. Let's fight. And they fought and they won. Because the Yidden had their Averis over there, Bezayin Kachim, Chofti, and Pritzos. The sons of Eli Akayim were Nifshal a little bit in Kachim over there, whatever. So Mavaza Kachim, so Mamela, they lost the war. This is a Nevuah already from Elkanah. It was supposed to come. Shmuel Hanavi had heard this. And Sayyid's father also, they told Eli Akayim, he knew what was coming. Because they were saying, he didn't give enough Musa to his kids. Whatever happened there. But the kids that aren't kids was, by the way, that Aron Kodesh used to win wars. You took the Aron Kodesh to battle, you won. How'd you win? What was inside the Aron Kodesh? Shivrei Luchais. The whole Luchais were back home. Shivrei Luchais. You want to win the war? Bring the Tzabrachana, the Luchais with the Egal. You know, when Moshe had to smash the Luchais, right? Those Luchais! A reminder of Maisa Egel. That helped you win the war. Gantzel Luchais, they finally did it right. It was too much piercing, right? It was so many reasons why it didn't work. And that will win the war. So Yidl Mandel wanted to tell you that that's a brachan a yid. You want to win a war? Leiv Nishpar. And then afterwards I heard the Rav Shach said the same book, Mamish. He said, how come Yaakov Avinu sent Bnei HaShfachis first? What, do you want them to die first because they come from Shfachis? What's going on here? He said, no, because they're broke. And he held from this vault. He repeated, this is the way I heard it. He held the vault as Kedesh Kedoshim. It's Emes Lamit Nishal Teira. That's a brachin. They come from the Shfachis. Don Naphtali, God Vosha. Put them in front by Esav. Put them in front. They have more power than the big Choshev Yehuda. With Yitzchak b'nei Leah, with Yosef, no. May Rachel b'nei Ashfachas, you go up front, then we're gonna win. So as a mechaber to Rav Shach with the Luchos with this, Rabbi Shai, the day you weren't learning good, the time you felt, oh no, they don't hold from me here. These guys don't look at me; they hold from their big personnel. This guy's a big this, and I'm a small that. That's gonna win. Find yourselves in trouble, guys like you are going to win. The rainy days when it's not working, that's going to bring the Netzach. But anyway, let's get back.
Skuni says that's why Moshe came from Erva of Deidasa.
Came from what?
An Erva. The Suen Amram Eri Deidasa. It's an Erva.
Psh, talk about it. Anyway, so now they went to war. And the Plishtim captured the Aron Kodesh. Ha! We got the Aron Kodesh! Boom! The Lachzach up. From those Jews are in Kadesh. See? We got it. And they immediately brought it into the big church over there. Into their Dagon. Dagon was their god. It was a half man, half fish. There's a machlaik is what Dagon meant. But that's one of the trouble. And they bring Dagon's up there. And a statue of Dagon. And they're in Kadesh over here to show. See? Aron Kadesh. Dagon. He's the knacker around here. See, we got the real God playing with fire. Plishtim, get ready. You're playing with fire, Babalach. Don't you do that. Watch what happens. In the middle of the night, they hear an atomic bomb. Dagon fell on his nose. He ran. What happened there? They put that Dagon back. Well, they hear another bomb falling. Dagon fell. This time he's cut up all over the place. They're starting to get the message. Then they went to the bathroom. Oh, they just had fun with them. Went to the bathroom. What happened? The mice decided to have a field day. Field mice, you know. Have a field day. Field mice want to have a field day. They decided to go into, you know, shame. And they ended up into the bowels of the Plishtim. They took a bite. Hey, this guy tastes good. Let's take a chunk out of his intestines and a chunk out of that. Disemboweled them. Ah, the Plishtim are going out of their minds. All of them have the same rats jumping inside them and go through the garden and the bathroom. And as soon as you go to the bathroom, it's time for Freyla. Go to enjoy yourself with the Plishtim based on Kiste. So Gavain the Plishtim, or did they get the treatment? So they went, and they was, they hopped. It's the Aron Kodesh. And they picked up there and tried to put in next Plishti city. Next Plishti city, As soon as they went to the bathroom, here come the rats. So they went to another police. They said, they got the message. The police were going around screaming in agony. The pain is unbelievable. And finally they decided, we got to give this back to the Jews. When they decided we're giving it back to the Jews, they said, we're going to do it b'chavadik, because we have to be respectful. So they gave golden mice. Gold, they made mice out of gold, and they put it on a cart, and they gave it. They shemesh where they give it to, and they gave it to us. Now, that was it. No mess. The lashon there, Rashi brings us down in this week's parasha, is that they said, we're going to get a hesalalti like they got in Mitzrayim. Davis is going to make a joke out of us. Yeah, it's a pretty big joke. When we get some toilet with rats. Segevein, a joke. The Eibishter, why is the Eibishter always making his halalti b'metraim? Yeshua Shemayim Yitzchak, why is the Eibishter always going with humor? I told you about Avraham Avinu that I mentioned last time. You want to know Avraham Avinu's sense of humor? You don't know? Avraham Avinu? Okay, ta. You want me to take care of the getchkes, the idols? Ta, leave it to me. I'll take good care of all of them. Avram Avinu. This is a medrash. I'm not making up stories. This is Heilige Chazal. Avram Avinu is going to take care of his father's idols. So, his father comes back, and he comes in, and the whole store, the biggest department store in the country. But his father was Makur Lamalchus. He was Nimrod's right-hand man. No, Terach was a big person. And he finds Alta Terach. Alta Terach finds his idols are all smashed all over the place. And Avram is sitting there like, hi, Ta. Here, I took good care. Here, come, Tatala. Alta Terach, come take a look at the idols, your idol store. Avram, what did you do? Ta, please. What are you calm down? What are you getting so excited for? Can you understand what happened? Look at the biggest one, the biggest idol with the long nose, with the cheeks. You made a nice idol over there made out of wood. These chashev idol. He's the Abiya voice, Hatoma over there. And there he stands with a big bat, the big one. And he's sitting there with a plate. What you remember the Chazal? They served the plate. And he says, well, you have to understand. They were all fighting over the food. And the big guy took the bat and smashed them all up. What do you want from me? What do you want? Avram! You're making fun! This Salalti, huh? So he made, and then he slapped him straight. His father brought him to Nimrod to burn him in the fire. But what? Avram made a joke. Notice the joke? Wasn't he good? Does Eid Avram had his, was he good? Tell me, Rabbi Sai. We don't understand anything about Avram. In our simple language, was he into, did he know how to live? Avram Avinu always like, you got to be serious. Right? Does he know how to live? There was no one like the Heilige Avraham who understands Kedush Kedushim. In our small Kepalach. And Eliezer of Avram, Deilu Mashkim Eteres Yashar Rabbi, when he was in Sdaim. And Asdami takes a rock and throws it on his head and he starts bleeding. He says, you come with me, you owe me $100. I owe you $100 because you, yes, this is Asdami, you don't know the rules. When somebody smacks another guy and the blood comes out, the guy, I made blood come out, now you pay me $100. Shit. You serious? Yes, come to court right now, you'll see. Shit. Comes to court. And there's the judge. What happened? This man, I made him bleed. He owes me $100. Judge looks at Eliezer. Yes, he is right. Eliezer, in disbelief, are you serious? Yes, you don't know. This is Stoyim. These are the rules of Stoyim. You don't know the rules? Yes, I'm sorry. Pay him $100. Eliezer, okay, no problem. No problem. We'll take care of it. No problem. He picks up a rock, throws it on the judge's face, and hits him hand. The blood comes out. The judge says, yeah, what'd you do? Now you owe me $100. So go, give it to him. Keep me out of this. That's one story. Then he went to the parties. They went to a chasana. He ate up the whole chasana suit. He made stick around. Whatever. He had fun. He had a ball. Look at that hotel. He has a room. Lebedik. And you want to see the best of them all, Eliyahu HaNavi, you learn, you're supposed to make fun of Avodah Zarah, Eliyahu HaNavi, Har Carmel. Maybe your God is in the bathroom, to Pasik. And Chazal learned that from here. That's why nobody that left all day, they left at the Eitz Hara. So I wanted to tie this halal to even Mitzrayim. You want to destroy something, make fun of it. First thing is the zilzal is a destruction. You know when you get Malkus, if somebody's about to get Malkus and suddenly gets petrified and he relieves himself, he's putter from Malkus because he had the busha, which the Malkus caused. Well, he didn't get one patch. Am I right or wrong? He didn't get one smack. But the busha, that such a thing should happen, Barabbam, putter. The nikla, achichalai nacha. The ikka is the bazillion. You got a bazillion? Putter. And if somebody was they tied him up, and he's getting all strident. They're going to smack me in a minute. They're going to hit me in Malkus. So he ran. That's also a bazillion. You ran, you put them from the whole Malkus. Because the ick is a bazillion. The ick is making a chayzik of a person. You killed him. It's enough. That's why bazillionus is the best way to go. They killed you. You embarrassed the person. You killed him. It's like there's a machlokes as we're showing it. There's a Tosfos and a Rabbeinu Yonah in Sheretz Yeshuva. One of them says that it's four things you're supposed to serious nefesh. One of them, the other one is Mal Vnecha Berberabim, because the Ke'i, as if you killed him. Right? The other one says that it's a sniff of Shvichas Dhamma. Whatever it is. The other one, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks so. Whatever. So you embarrass somebody, you killed him. That's killing him. That day you really killed them. The Eibishter killed Pari by making a chayzik. The power of Mitzrayim, but it's buckle when you make a chayzik of them. You make chayzik of people, you're killing them. You make chayzik of yourself, you're killing them. The worst thing in the world. Don't you put yourself down. You're killing the person. Amalek's whole chaos is to make chayzik. Amalek makes flotsanis. Mashallah, Batya, you know the Chazal. Malik makes the chizik. They are the worst thing. They're not what they killed, what they do, the richest, the chizik that they make. So they have a kavod. It says, Beicholei kula haim a kavod. In Gan Eden, it's kavod. You respect. You must respect yourself. First thing is respect yourself. Respect. Don't be mezalzel in yourself. It's a klala. You know, call it. Klola and Zilzal is the same, you know, it's the same. Rashi says the same idea. Kal. It's nothing. Don't make it wait. You know what Rav Nosson says? If somebody sits and learns by his mother, and he's not machshav his learning, he's like, Mayahana le Rabboni, he's an amoritz. You're making a joke out of your own learning. You sat and learned. You sat and learned. You got to dance till Shemayim. We're having a vod here. You can make just nice another vod. Oh! You have to build up, especially in Tikkun HaMidos, you have to go to the extreme opposite of a Yetzer. The Yetzer wants to pull you down. And if the people around you, you're respecting too much, and yourself, you're respecting too little. And Hilchos breaking Midos, you go extreme opposite. Don't put down the people around you. Sometimes you may have to. If you're turning the people around you into gods, you gotta watch it. You may have to, in your mind, put it easy, easy, easy. They all go to the bathroom. These are Rishonim that say this. Rishayim Yeshaya Navi. People go to the bathroom. What's that all about? A Navi says it. You know that? Because the Navi had to teach people, don't turn people into gods. Don't get carried away. So sometimes you have to play them down. And sometimes you have to play yourself down, which you're really about gaivening, which you aren't usually. And nowadays, gaivening is not the problem. The problem is the other way. Too much. So you got to blow yourself up to a jumbo elephant. And the people around my miller told me, you have to say, I'm Givaldi. You're Givaldi. We're all great. My Shvez joke is the best. My Shvez Yahrzeit was yesterday. What was my Shvez Yahrzeit? Today's Sunday? Shvez Yetzer was Friday, I think, yeah. My Shvez, Chuzi Elena, was a tzaddik. My Shvez taught me he was a munkach, he had a friend, the Belzer. He's told the Belzer once told him, by us and Belzer, I'm nobody, you're nobody. If it's Gornish, deep it's Gornish. So my shvet says, aha, I think I'm in the Madrega as deep as Gornish. I think I'm holding Madrega, you know, I think we're getting there. So my shvet made it. You should know you had to see the way Navardigas make fun of themselves. They love doing that. They loved it. I was watching them in action. And Monroe, he's Navardigas, the way they were talking with each other, showing a figure with a gish. But they were making fun of themselves. Ich bin gut liberal. Wherever I go, I get all in the spoil. No, I also get in the spoil from everybody. And not, they had a certain drive with. They had a thrill in knocking themselves. Interessant. They know how to do these things. They weren't there. I saw Reb Hilevitkin. That's all. He was a Shever, father-in-law, a Rishim Shempita's father-in-law, Raman, Odom Gordel, Bnei Brak. And his father-in-law was Hilevitkin, an altar, Talmud of the altar from the Vardy, Odom Hoshim, Odom Gordel. Hilevitkin came to Lakewood, and he spoke. And he, when he spoke, he said his face was shining all the time. He was like happy, very jovial, you know. Jovial, a typical Navardig is always like, let's laugh, come on, cut it out. That's the Navardig mentality, typical Navardig. He gets up in front of the whole BMG. Those days, BMG was like, you know, and it was the biggest place in the, and he comes in there, and Muhammad him to speak, and he says, your face, you know, whenever I get an Aliyah, I know it's me. So yesterday I got an Aviyah. Ishki Yetzorua, Oizav, Oitom Lenefesh. Oh, I know it's Ashkacha. It means me. And then he started saying, all my life I knew I was garnished. I know I'm a zero. Lately, it was inspired to me. It's not true. It's been garnished. He said this in front of the whole BMG. The guys are sitting there. And the way he said it, he was oozing with simcha. Then garnished. You want me to figure them out? Don't you do that. Maybe you should. I don't know. I want to tell you, recently I spoke to my Rebbe. Do I have the right and audacity to plan on bringing back the Vardig B'chol Toich of Bahadur? And he said, 1,000,000%. He's not the only one told me. Big people told me, go for it. Daven to the Eibishter. We want the Vardig back. Of course, we're not going to start off with that. We got to watch what we're doing. Because we have to do what's good for us. The Vardig, the Shita was to do, the Shita that's good for you. Whatever works for you. Whatever makes you happy. I heard your Shlema figure. Somebody told me. We used to learn Musa. He cried when he learned Musa. I don't know. I'm not sure the way we're going to do that. But I try to laugh at the end of a long, big Musa Seder. I try to cheer myself up. I'm serious. You know that the Breslov Chassidim say, Rav Nosson, I think, Breslov said, the greatness of Rav Nachman Breslov was that Madrega of Chizuk. The greatness of the Baal Shem HaKodesh was that Madrega of Chizuk. The greatness of the Arizal was that Madrega. The greatness of Rashbi was that Madrega. How much are you mechazik yourself? That's what you are. Sit down every day and be mechazik and be mechazik and be mechazik. That should be a Musa Seder. I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. And a couple of lies also. Don't worry about the lies. But no negatives. And that up there, nah. Down the kapslus. And that, not the kapslus. Of course, you need an ever, you know. Most of us, we shouldn't worry. That's the way to go. Hold from me, mechazik yourself. Look, all the good things you did that day. Write them all down. Bad things never happen. Sometimes you need to learn from mistakes. I made this mistake. No, everybody made mistakes. You know, Yaakov Avinu made mistakes. I made mistakes. Nothing. Build yourself up, for heaven's sake. The more chizik you're going to give yourself, the more you're going to become. And don't be now, one of the place ways to give chizik, I would venture to say, is don't be afraid of the people around you. They're killing you all. Do pratim. They had complaints about me, Barapak. I spoke in Barapak last week. So I was expecting, they told me there's 20 people there waiting for you. I said, 20 people? I speak every day in Lakewood for 5 minutes between Mechamayr, and there's 30 people there. Now I'm going to go special trip to Barapak to speak to 20. I'm not ready for it. Besides, the last time somebody invited me to speak for 20 people, 6 people showed up. So I figured, hey, I got to go to, have to go to Barapak, get 6 people. Then he said, one second. What's wrong with Zainus? We're going. I green light. I'm going. I might get the Zainus. So there were 250 people there. But I got shot for the Zainus. But as I was speaking, by the way, the first thing I said in Barapak was, I would like to say in the name of Gantz Lakewood that we admire the Barapak Jews. We love you guys. I didn't say that in English. You'll see them all. Best to see them and watch. Red Yiddish, Mr. Goy. Red, yeah, they write. Rabbarin held from Yiddish. That's dumb. Lakewood is a lot of talk Yiddish. Mutalach. Rabbarin held from Yiddish big time. What are you talking? Anyway, who doesn't hold from Yiddish? Rav Nossi used to tell me, Marami Rutenberg was the one that started Yiddish. They're right. Yiddish. Best thing is Yiddish. Anyway, so they sent me a note in the middle. There's not enough Yiddish. So I say, you know, I have enough from my anical. When I was a little kid, my father used to tell me, he was an American boy, but he wanted his family Yiddish. So whenever I spoke to him in English, he said, I know what you're talking about. My father used to do that to me. So now I became what I became. And now I have anical. So I shall see them. They live in Yerushalayim. Whenever, hello, Zayda, was master. Oh, hello. And how's everything? What's the Zayda? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway, I'm happy to have that type of problem. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so I told them that I was in a Rebbe's room in Lakewood, and twice I heard the following. The Yin and Barapak have Gevaldige Shmir Seinai. In the name of Gantz Lakewood, I said this for Rabbi. The guy at Gantz Lakewood, we are proud of you, Barapak Jews. Keep up the good work. That's how I started. Why not? Is that true? The only thing I didn't tell them was the 2 times I heard that the Barapak Yiddish, and the second time it was me. I heard myself. Well, this Gevalos. Anyway, so we like Barapak Jews. That's official. I just made an official. Everyone should know. Lakewood loves Barapak. Anyone got anyone? Say, look on me over right here. I honestly, whenever I go to Barapak, I kvill. I love it. I love those Jews. They're gefaldig. They're almost as good as Lakewood. I'm joking. They're almost as good as Lakewood. They are sweet as sugar, those Barapakers. They really are. And they're very tzaddikim, all of them. I was a Barapak. I saw the matzah. I was one of the Maraglim from Lakewood. They're all tzaddikim. I saw it all. And Lakewood for sure is there. Lakewood. And they're for sure also. I'm not going to stop, you know. Everybody, you want to know about Lakewood? Now in Lakewood, I could say something about Lakewood. I want to tell you what about Lakewood. Rav Horsheim had told me. He told me he sees machlokes in between when they get together. B'nai Torah! Oh! What a schus it is to be around these holy, holy B'nai Torah. What a schus. You know, he sees them getting together and fighting. They have a momentous problem. And they each have no money. Each, like, they're happy they have some bread on the table. They didn't choose a life of money. I mean, you realize that. They chose a life, licked the land, and they're still sending money. The Bali B'tochen, they get together, and something happened, this car crashed, whatever. Now, who's who? They get together in front of Rav Horsheim, and each one, they're all fighting. You know what the fight's all about? Heard this Rav Horsheim himself? One tells the other one, I think you're right. The other one says, no, maybe you're right. This happened to me. Somebody rammed it in the back of my... I was backing out of my car to the mikveh, and wham! Off came the bumper. Ice bumper. The guy jumps out of the car, and I thought it was my fault. I said back, I said, it's okay. She said, no, it's my fault. You sure? Yeah, I didn't trust the guy. My mom didn't trust the guy. So the guys are in, they said, don't worry, it was his fault. Said, okay. Yeah, says it's his fault, they got to fight. So Bikitsa, he calls me up, and I see the guy's tight for money. He just got married, doesn't have a penny. Kill man, what should I do with him? So I tell him, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. So go to the mechanic, and they say, oh, you want to have a new thing over there? Well, it's about $500. I said, but it, we'll patch it up with some glue, with some, you know, masking tape. It's a little better than masking tape. But it's one of those jobs. For $100, it'll last. Fine. $100. The guy's all waiting. How much is it? It's stupid $100. Don't give me nothing. Just get lost. Goodbye. Sure enough. Then my wife found out what I did. That was the end. My wife is the only one in my family who has her feet on the ground. She never fell in with me. What are you going to do? Here he goes again with his betochen. So where, how does my wife have to deal with him? My wife's going to get Elam Hava. She lived with me so many years. My wife is from the greatest. Anyway, I'm also pretty decent. I'm not. But anyway, so my wife, anyway, she said, what's going to be? And listen to this. So it bothered me. It wasn't right to my wife also. Like, you know, what's the time? He said, I don't want to charge a title of mine. Leave me alone. You know, $500 or whatever. Kids will listen to this. The Abishta took care of it. My wife is parked in some big, heavy truck. Like, nowadays, they make these bigger cars, the Halba trucks. You ever see these? They look like, you know, I once wanted to try to get into the lane, that shoulder lane. And, you don't fit, lose some weight. What's with you? If you don't fit, I want to get through. Hey, I'm joking. They needed that, big families, whatever. So one of these things rams into my wife while he was parked, when my wife was parked. And boom, off came the fender. Guy came out. The guy was a regular yeshiva guy. He was a guy with money. And he was a yid, a geshmak yid. He comes up. No, I did that. I'm paying the whole thing right now. He's loaded with money, this guy. He didn't know what to do with his money. So we got the money. It paid. Isn't that something?
Same bumper.
And now we got a $500 new bumper. Yeah, what's going on? Maybe it's the game. Boom. Nacha bump. We'll take care of it. Maybe it's the pays you back. I know of a trailer guy here in Lakewood that they say the mechanic told me, I don't know, he has a car. He has the worst jalopy in Gantz Lakewood. He bought himself every time he get into the car. Is it still moving? Have to check it out. You get out and push every time. And with the snow, how does this guy exist? The mechanic told me this man is in his own world. He lives and learns here in Belila. And Bris Crusoe cars, they last forever. He said, this guy bought this car for $200. But he bought it off. The car's not worth, like, I don't know yet. It works with scotch tape somewhere. I'm joking. But it's in this. It's not a real thing. He's going for years. Don't ask me. I'm all you get. Yad to the Shmai. David helps these holy kettle like Rav Yeshe Lieberman held a lot from the kettle, the liquid kettle guys. He held these people up. Real betochen. And David said, Hobben, so Zaycha Zayn to the Gula Shlema. I give everybody a buha. Now, I want to mention to the Olam. Does anybody come here usually on Thursday? If I put it off, the next one, next week, I have a...